Welcome back to Murky Chronicles number 23. I am Zayfala, the Butcher Dabashi.
And I am Gorgeous Kenny Roberts. Man, how you doing, brother?
It seems like it's forever. You know, you were on vacation and Pahu Rojo stepped in, and then we end up just taking a break because of the hectic Thanksgiving break, and I'm excited. I'm excited to talk to you, brother.
No, I'm excited to talk to you, man.
Aw, are we having a moment?
We're having a moment, and this is a great topic, so I'm excited about, what we got to say today, so this will be good.
Yep. We're going to be talking about karma. That was a good subject you brought up, karma. So, you know, what does karma mean?
What does karma mean? Karma means, you know, it's kind of like, you know, if you do something bad's going to happen to you type of thing. But, you know, that's not really the proper meaning. But I do believe in treating people the way I like to be treated. So that's kind of how I see karma is, you know, benefiting, from just laying the groundwork of, you know, positivity, you know. So that's how I see it, you know, trying to be positive. Hopefully you get positive affirmations back, you know.
Yeah. Well, I forgot to ask you, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was great. How about yours?
It was all right. I mean, except for, you know, my dad going into the hospital, and that was a debacle. He came out okay. He's doing great. But
that's something to be thankful for.
That is. I am thankful. I wasn't happy about the hospital, but he came out okay. He's home, and so, yeah, it was all right, low-key. But did you eat a lot of good food?
You know, I actually didn't have turkey. a little weird. I eat turkey every day for lunch, so I was like, I didn't want turkey. So we made a breakfast feast for the whole family. So,
well, that's awesome.
We had breakfast burritos. And yeah, it was good. Nice. And I did have some pumpkin. We did have stuffing and pumpkin pie, though. So.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
Right on.
How about you? Did you get plenty to eat?
Yeah, I did. I didn't eat all day, and I grubbed, and, you know, I decided normally I'd make some hummus or something, so I was like, you know, and as you know, I'm kind of excited about it. I never thought I'd do TikTok, but I opened up a TikTok account and to promote my other show, which when I promote my other show, it promotes this show and, you know, do my, you know, and this deal goes with karma because, you know, I was injured and stuff. And when I don't produce my full podcast, I do daily ones, with positive quotes in hopes to bring people up their feeling down. And I noticed with, you know, during the elections last year and then COVID and me being hurt, I start doing these daily and, you know, positive uplifting quotes. And I actually stuff like since good thing to, I'm bringing it up now because karma, it just seems like I feel better. Good thing starts happening, you know? And so I just did decide to do TikTok and I figured, you know, I could spread some joy around and prove that you could stand up for your beliefs and stand up for your freedoms, but you could do it positively and try to uplift people at the same time. Am I sounding too sappy?
Oh, a little bit, but you know, that's what this is about. You know, it can't be all about the negative. It's got to be about the positive as well, you know?
Speaking of karma, back when we were, and I know you owe me a few potatoes. Remember with the whole chair and your head getting cracked on top, and then we almost got into it outside of the arena, and they were going to call the cops on us. I hope, you know, maybe my ankle, maybe my tendon snapping, maybe that was the karma for that.
Yeah, I don't see that.
So we're even. So you owe me nothing.
Right. No, man, that's all water under the bridge.
You're turning a little soft there.
Yeah, you know, this is our podcast. We're not in the ring.
That's true. Well, I had written what is karma. I looked up, it said karma is an ancient concept. It's a Sanskrit word meaning act, action, or word. The law of karma teaches us that all of our thoughts, words, and actions begin a chain of cause and effect, and that we will personally experience the effect of everything we cause. So, do you have any karma stories?
Well, no, but I do karma quotes, which are pretty awesome. And I'll give you this one quote. It makes a lot of sense. Some people create their own storms, and then they get mad when it rains.
True.
I thought that was pretty good. But you know, in life, you know, we all deal with a lot of crap in our life, you know, and I'm realizing, you know, you think that you've moved on and you don't hold on to your crap, you know, and you feel like you've let it go. But a lot of times that crap just hangs on to you, man. And I've just realized that I've been hanging on to my crap and I've not been able to move on and to get better karma from the crap that I've dealt with. I'm bitter about it still.
You're still holding on to it?
And I need to let it go and just, you know, like I told my wife, it's like, you know, this crap that we have, we need to put it in the ground because, you know what? Crap is good soil for something beautiful. And that's, we can only grow in a positive manner if we just can let this crap go and just bury it, be done with it, you know?
I have something for you then.
Yeah. So I you know, that's something, you know, doing research on this topic, you know, and just in life in general. I mean, I thought that was pretty deep, and I dug it, man. Might be a little sappy, but it is what it is, man. So everybody out there listening, man, you're holding on to crap. You can't change the past. You just got to let it go and learn from it.
That's true.
Don't forget. Don't forget. You just got to let it go and be wiser and forgive.
Well,
you got to try and forgive, you know. You know, I'm sure whoever you know you have ill will towards, they may have the same ill towards you, and they've moved on. So you've got to try and move on.
Well,
you know, and if they haven't, then that's on them. But you know, instead of holding on to everything, got to let it go.
Well, that, you know, funny you say that, because I did some homework, and you said you're still holding on to some of that crap. But I have 7 strategies to get rid of your bad karma.
Cool.
Do you want to hear them?
Let's do it.
Maybe you could use it and you could poop the rest of the crap out and you don't have to hold it anymore.
And I got a plunger too. So if it plugs the toilet, I'll plunge it down. I want it gone.
All right. Well, I think you already got the first one. It says, Identify your karma. We are each bound to a unique karma that locks us in unwanted circumstances. The first step is reversing your karma, is pinpointing the areas of your life that feel stagnant. Is it your career that you can't seem to, you know, break through, or a love relationship that just won't move forward? Have you been suffering in the same struggles and certain family members for too long? Reflect honestly on your obstacles and understand where your problem lies. Journal on the question, when and how did this all start? The first step to untangling yourself from your karmic knots and advancing towards your true potential is to get the root of the issue. So do you have the root of your issue?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, you want number two, or do you have a comment?
I don't. Keep going. Let's go.
Okay, number two. Sever ties to toxic people. And I've done that. I think we all had ties to toxic people at one time. I'm sure, we both do. We know that. But
right.
Life is complicated enough. Don't let the wrong people complicate it even more. If another person's energy doesn't feel right and they constantly inflict stress on you, you owe it to yourself and your karma to let them go on their own merry way. This doesn't mean you need to create ill will between you and another person, which you brought that up earlier, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it says, but you should politely and respectfully distance yourself and set boundaries with people who bring you more harm than good. Yep.
That's right.
Remember, I won't say any names, but remember how I kind of had dealings with someone and then they were toxic and then they had did that false, you know, saying they killed themselves, having some like their supposed wife said they killed themselves and blah, blah, blah. Yep. I got rid of that person. Don't want to deal with them. And I, is what it is. And we talked about it.
That's good. I mean, and you know, I've on my number three on the list of my karma quotes.
Oh, my bad. You know what? My bad. You know, bad karma on me, brother. I'm sorry. I forgot you had. I didn't realize there was a whole list of quotes. So.
No. I'm just throwing this one at you because I'm not going to read them all. You know?
Might as well.
It's enlightening. I mean, people can look at this stuff up and. You know, every quote may hit someone differently. So,
okay, well, go through your quotes and then I'll go through the rest of my list when you're done.
No, I'm just going to do this one quote because it kind of pertains to what you just said. So
okay.
It just says how you treat, how people treat you is their karma and how you react is yours.
Okay.
So, you know, doesn't matter how bad someone treats you, that's on them. It's how you react. That's on you.
That's true. So. And sometimes it's hard not to react in the way, you know. It's hard. Sometimes it's hard.
You know, and being human, we're not perfect. Sometimes we can sit back and think and let it marinate for a second. Is it worth reacting in a negative way? You know, it's good to just, you know, if you can do that, that's good, you know. The older you get, sometimes the wiser.
That's true.
But
number three on the list kind of pertains what you said. We're having some good karma. We're not in sync, but we are in sync.
Right.
All right. Learn from and take responsibility for your mistakes.
Absolutely.
On the other side of the coin, when you admit your own wrongdoings, you will begin to feel your energy shift. Taking responsibility can be difficult to do because your ego doesn't like to be blamed. Start gradually by auditing your past mistakes and contemplating how you could do things differently the next time in a similar situation arises. This is not to say that you should feel guilty or dwell on the past, but simply that in the future you should promise to consult your karma first when faced with decisions.
Absolutely.
Yep. So you got any more of your lovely quotes? My brother Kenny Roberts, the gorgeous one. I feel enlightened.
I see. It says, if you give a good thing to the world, then over time your karma will be good and you'll receive good. I agree. I truly agree on that one.
Yeah, me too. Yep. Okay. I guess this kind of relates to this one. Number four on my list of how to get rid of your bad karma. Perform actions that nourish your spirit and evoke well-being on every level. Go back and comfort your inner child by doing things that feel good. Eat nourishing foods, exercise regularly, and plenty of sleep, and take the time to get quiet and self-reflect every single day. And I added the single in because I wanted to get that sexy voice every single day.
Yeah, drop it down low.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you a low, sexy.
Yeah.
Nothing happens by chance.
Nope.
Or by fate. You create your own fate by your actions.
That's right. That is right. Okay. Well, I got here number 5 on 7 strategies to get rid of your bad karma. Defy your weaknesses. We naturally perceive ourselves to be weak in certain areas and strong in others. Maybe you think that you're good at pleasing others, but bad at standing up for yourself. What you don't realize is that your weaknesses are your secret strengths. They define you just as much as your more prized traits do. Don't become the victim of your vulnerabilities. This invites all sorts of karmic scenarios that play on your sensitivities. Instead, develop the courage to defy your downfalls and take the reins of your karmic patterns. Yeah.
Yes. Well, this is something you should know. Love and kindness are never wasted. They always make a difference. They bless the one who receives them, and they bless you, the giver.
Yeah. Well, as I'm getting older, I'm becoming less of a fire, and I'm becoming more of a lover. Yeah. So,
well, now you just got to pick and choose your battles, brother.
Yep. Well, number 6, it says, take new action. Sometimes we're so stuck in a certain way of being that we don't see its obvious drawbacks. Slow down enough to notice if your old ways of doing things aren't benefiting you anymore. If you're not, it's time to modify your behavior. Acting with principle is the simplest and most underrated way to compensate all karmic debts and generate positive karma. Do good, even when you're not expected to. When in doubt, act in ways you would want others to act towards you. And that's what you said. You want to, kind of be traded, or, you know, how you treat other people.
Exactly.
Well.
And it's kind of like the what goes around comes around, you know. You know, that's why you got to keep your circle positive.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the last one on the list here, seven strategies to get rid of your bad karma. Number 7, this is a big one, and this is very hard to do, especially with the male egos. Forgive everyone. Bad karma feeds off resentment and makes you attract people who give you even more reason to be resentful. We often wonder why we can't escape the wheel of negativity. It's because we avoid the truth that it's our very emotions that reel us into such cycle. To forgive is to detach from the anger, bitterness, and frustration you harbor internally. Every person is fighting this, his or her own karmic battles. The sooner we identify the source of our unsettled karma and take action to resolve it, the sooner we experience the miracle of liberation to fulfill the greater purpose of our lives right now.
Yes. Here, I'm going to give you one last one as well.
Only one more? I like your little karma sayings.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Well, there's more than one, but...
Well, then hit me, baby, one more time, like Britney Spears would say.
All right. Life is an echo. What you send out comes back. And what you sow, you reap. And what you give, you get. And what you see in others exists in you.
Okay, I like that. What else you got?
Let's see.
Hit me. Hit me.
All right. The best revenge is always to just happily move on and let karma do the rest.
Okay. Nice. You got any more to...
If you have to choose between being kind and being right, choose being kind because you'll always be right.
Ooh, I might have to steal that one from my daily spit.
Ooh.
When it, what, say that one more time.
It says, if you have to choose between being kind and being right, choose being kind and you'll always be right.
Okay. I like that. That's deep.
It's deep. It's deep. That's These really... are deep.
Do you have any more?
Let's see. Forgive the person and their actions and never give in to hate. Let it go, set it free, and karma will take care of what's meant to be. I think that's it. That was all I got.
Okay. Nice, nice. Yeah, I like those. What was that again? It says, if you have to choose between kindness and being right, always be kind because you'll always be right.
And you'll always be right.
Okay, and you'll always be right. I like that. Well, you know, speaking of karma, I mean, do you have any karma stories? I got a couple that has been in the headlines I want to talk about, and I got an old karma story you were kind of part of, and I'll bring that up too. I mean, do you have any?
You know, I don't have too many karma stories, you know, except for, you know, life lessons and stuff. But, you know, besides, you know, real life stories, there was a show that I really liked on TV that was about karma. And I don't know if you remember this one or not. Oh my goodness.
Highway to there Heaven?
No.
Little House on the Prairie?
No.
Debbie Does Dallas?
No, it's called My Name is Earl. Did you ever watch that?
Yes. My Name Was Earl. Wasn't it one of the, what's that one girl, she's the blonde that plays that trailer trash?
Yeah.
She's sexy, man. I used to love her.
Jenny or Desi or
Jenny. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, the premise of the show is, you know, following a near-death experience after winning $100,000 on a scratch card.
Yep.
Earl was a lifelong criminal, has an epiphany about karma, and with the help of his dim-witted brother, Earl dedicates his life and his winnings to cross all the bad things that he's done in his life off of his karma list. And I watched this show after some of the rough times I've been through, and it's like, man, that's a great story, you know?
It is. Especially, it is. You know, I forgot all, you know, about that.
Yeah, no, it's great. So, I mean, yeah, I think it's on Hulu or one of those. If any of you listeners out there, you know, watched it and don't remember some of the episodes, check it out. It's definitely worthwhile.
Yeah.
But so give me some of your real life stories, because that's pretty much all I've got in a nutshell.
Well,
so,
I got one real life story, but I want to talk a couple things in the headlines where karma's a bitch.
Okay.
Now everyone knows about that Kyle Rittenhouse story that, you know, he went to trial, you know, self-defense, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But one of the guys he shot and killed was a convicted child molester, had like 11 counts and like, they, you know, anally raping a child, which, you know, we both feel the same, but you know, I've been an activist about, you know, child, you know, trafficking, all that. Now, at the time he was underage, and tell me if that's, you know, ain't that, you know, karma, you know, he went after a little child, a minor, you know, raped a little minor, and he got taken out by a minor after he grabbed the guy's AR-15 and tried to take it away from him. Now, tell me, that's me, that's good karma. I mean,
for the families that were affected by him, absolutely.
Karma.
Bad karma for him, but it was what goes around comes around, you know.
Yep. And you know, so, to me, it was good karma. Kyle Rittenhouse got free, showed it was self-defense. And the second karma, too, the other guy, I don't know what his charges was, but he was a convicted felon, like beating his wife or something or whatever. And he tried to go out and point back shoot Kyle Rittenhouse, and he got his arm bicep blown off. That's another bad karma. And another one, too. Alec Baldwin, you know how he's so far right, and always have something to spit, you know, say about the police and total anti-gun. Look what happened to him in Mexico when he was filming that thing. Unfortunately,
Was it in Mexico? I thought they were here in the country. I didn't know.
It might. I thought New Mexico or was no. I think. Mexico actually.
Either New Mexico or Texas or Mexico. I know it was down south.
No, it was Mexico. It was either New Mexico or Mexico. It wasn't Texas at all.
Oh.
But tell me that was bad karma. I mean, he's such, you know, right. Big mouth and that, and you know, what was kind of weird about that. Now he's claiming he didn't pull the trigger. That's a whole nother story. That's just karma and the waiting. All that to me. Well, I'm not saying Alec Baldwin, that was good karma. That was just a tragic situation. For, you know, lady passing away. But Kyle Rittenhouse and the felon and the child molester, hey, that's good karma. But there was one karma I want to bring up, and I won't say his name because he ended up being an okay cat. Does Dr. X ring a bell?
Oh, yeah.
So I already know you know the story, but I'll give the listeners a little thing about it. Now, remember in Puyallup, we had like yourself, myself, think Playboy Buddy Rose, Ed Moretti, Dirty Dale Houston, a few others. Yep. Me and you wrestled that night, didn't we, in the tournament?
I believe so.
Yes. Okay. So remember back in the day when a promoter, we had, you know, how corrupt the commission was and the whole nine yards. And Rick Lee, I remember he came into our diner, our family diner. Remember Dynamite Chicken Sandwich?
Yep.
All right. He comes in, and a guy at a local paper wanted to do an interview, and Rick Lee, oh, okay. Dr. X. Dr. X had a paper, and it said he was like the top five mass wrestlers of all time, right? And of course, he wasn't really Dr. X. So it made the paper. And I remember Johnny Graham calls me. And to this day, I'm pretty sure he swears to me it was the real Dr. X because he knew him. And then Dr. X, real old school, he talked to me on the phone. Who is this so-and-so? And just went off, Dr. X, you know, I'm the, you know, and went off. And I said, okay, don't worry. I'll take care of it. And so at the time, you know, we had problem with the commission because they were corrupt. And Rick Lee was, Dr. X was a snitch, right?
Oh, big time.
Remember? And he almost got the show taken off, you know, the whole night. It was just a big thing. He did something, you know. And I remember I went up to the referee and I said, whatever happens, you don't see nothing. I gave the ref the handcuffs. And anyways, I said, whatever happens, just call the match. How it goes. So me and Dr. X, we might have been, I think we were the first match. And I threw him to the ropes. He starts shooting on me. He goes out. I don't remember if I took a chair. The bottom line is I took his hands and handcuffed him to the ring post under the mat so he couldn't stand up. So he was below, you know, ring apron. Remember that? And he got counted out. And then the whole night, remember all you guys, everyone, every time they come out, they'd spit on him and kick him. I remember it was on April Fool's Day at the Army in Puyallup. And remember, and I grabbed the mic and I took off his mask and I said, this is for the real Dr. X. And remember that?
Oh man, that was like a lifetime ago, but yes, I remember.
Yep. And remember the whole, he was there to about the main event and his wife said she was going to call the cops. And I remember I was in the bathroom and I think it was you that came in. I was talking to Moretti, Moondog, and Buddy Rose, and I can't remember. And I think you're the one that came in and said, "Hey, Dr. X is coming in." Was that? And I remember he comes in, he wanted to shake my hand and stuff, and I got mad and I threw the table over and, you know, wanted to fight him. And I remember Ed Moondog Moretti goes, "You know, back in the day, if you would have did that, you would have had a bullet in your head." And then I remember after the show, we went out, and I remember he tried to come up and apologize, and I was mad. I wanted to fight him outside and all that. And we're all good now, but we didn't talk for a couple years.
Oh, yeah.
But then he apologized and stuff, and I let it go. And
that's good.
But, yeah, I think that was bad karma on his – that was definitely bad karma on his part.
Yeah. And, yep. Yeah, that obviously, yeah, that was a long time ago. That was crazy. Crazy.
I got to find that.
Yeah, I think I gave him a few boots as I walked by him while he was handcuffed to the post.
Yeah, you all did. Remember Big Red, too? I think Big Ray spit on him.
Oh, yeah, I didn't spit on him. I know that, but I'm sure I gave him a few boots.
Remember then after that, he went and wrestled for Sandy Barr for a while.
Yep. A good place for him.
Yep. Yep. And then, yep, I remember a few years later, ran into him again. Yeah, and it was all good. He shook my hand, and we were good. I mean, he ended up being, you know, he's a nice guy, but at the time, you know, he was, like right. He said, good thing it wasn't 10, 15 years before, like Moondog said, did that back in the day, to have a bullet in his head.
Yep. Not okay.
See, I'm trying to think of any. I got another karma story. So remember we had the family grocery store, right?
Yeah.
And matter of fact, Edward Moore, shout out to him and his wife. Remember I married them as well, like I did to you, brother. The family, and you know, they were a nice family, used to come in the store. They lived in the apartment next to the store, and Edward would come in. He considered me like his older brother. And every time we had, you know, stuff, was it for Eddie? I can't remember the story, but bottom line is, I had Choco Bliss and I put X-Lax in it.
Oh man.
Yeah. Yeah. So then when he took it and he went home, I believe it was meant for him. And uh-huh. then when he went home, his older brother says, "I want it." And he snatched it from him.
Oh man.
Maybe it wasn't for Eddie. We did it for someone else. I can't remember who it was. I have to ask Edward. So Eddie had it in his hand, and his brother said, you know, and rest his soul. He had a untimely pass. Rest in peace. Uh-huh. But it was kind of funny because his brother kind of bullied him and took it from him. And he had his girlfriend over at the apartment. And his girlfriend this was before Netflix and chill, right? VHS and chill. And his girlfriend was over and he ate it. And next thing you know, his stomach was rumbling and he was in the bathroom all day. All night. But yeah, it was kind of funny. We were talking about that. He stole it from his brother, but that was bad karma on him.
Right. So are you saying like Blockbuster and chill? Is that what you meant?
Blockbuster and chill, I guess. Hollywood Video and chill.
Home Video Express.
Home Video Express. That's what it was. Oh, now it's, I remember over here, I forgot which one it was. Home Video Express. Was that the one in Lakewood?
Yeah, I think so.
It's an auto parts store now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. Dude. Yeah.
But no, this has been a great, great episode, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. But
Carmen, man. I feel kind of chill, and I'm in a zen mode right now.
That's good. That's good.
Well, should we shut this bitch down and call it a day and, you know, man, I've been like going off on the sound effects. Here's one for you.
What?
Say something nice.
Like what?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hi there. How you doing?
Oh, she just growled at you.
Oh my.
Oh, okay. I got another one, another karma. And I, when I left that little quick bonus announcement that we were going to come back a week later during, you know, Thanksgiving break, I said I was going to bring this up again. So if you're vegan, I'm saying that right, right? Is it vegan?
Vegan.
So if you're vegan and you swallow, and if, and are you still vegan? But I guess if you have bad karma, your partner would be eating meat. So that would be bad karma for the vegan.
Yeah. Okay. I don't even know, man. I got nothing to say.
All right. Well, you want to, I guess you want to do our shout-outs?
Shout-outs. Let's do it.
All right.
All right. You know what? Let's see. I'm going to do Vince over at Emerald Street Kennels. What's up, Vince? For all your kennel needs, hit him up here in Boise, Idaho. He's the guy. Take care of your loved pets. Give him good karma. And take him over to Emerald Street Kennels. And let's see, Micah over at Savage Reviews on Google. What's up, Micah? And then last but not least, Sweet Low Upholstery. Our stitch is bitching.
All right, all right. Hoo-yah! All right, here we go. Shout out to the best tagline in the business, Sweet and Low Upholstery. Best tagline, they're stitching is bitching. Yeah. And to Pahu Rojo and Jay Linderman for the host of Tales from the Abyss. Great podcast, and they always show us love, and we like to give it back to them. And I have a question for Pahu Rojo. So, if you're a carnivore and you swallow, can it still make you a vegan?
Oh, my goodness. Pahu, that one's yours, brother.
All right. My podcast, Lyrical Spit and Daily Spit, and you can get all the show links along with Murky Chronicles at lyricalspit.com. And please show this brother some love. Roxy Astor talked me into put on some TikTok videos to spread some positive, uplifting quotes. So I think I talked about it earlier on the show. So you could check it out at it's TikTok at Lyrical Spit Dabashi. Also, our 24-hour hotline, 360-200-8779. Leave a message. And you know what?
What?
He may just hear yourself right here on the show. I'm just feeling absolutely weird. All right. Well, we're going to leave you with this. We're going to play What is Karma? How do you break the karmic trap? Courtesy of Sad Guru. I'll spell it out. Sadhguru. You could check his stuff out on YouTube, on his YouTube channel. And we'll have it right up. It'll be coming right up right after this brief commercial break. Hashtag save our children. Epstein and McAfee didn't kill themselves. And if she has an apple.
Yes, sir.
She has a banana.
Yes, sir.
What?
What?
Now, the essence of all this is, first thing is to understand the nature of how existence is happening. Either you can look at this or you can look at the atom or you can look at the universe. If you want to look at the universe, it is complex, it is difficult because you don't have a gallery seat, you know. There is no… it is not like a stadium, you can sit somewhere and watch the whole universe. Very difficult. You can only see it in pieces. If you want want to watch an atom, nobody has seen an atom. Do you know this? Do you know this? Even in a super electron microscope, you can't see an atom. We have observed its activity, but we have never seen an atom as such. But we have broken it. We are capable of breaking things that even we cannot see. That's our… We are very proud of this these days. We can break anything. We can make it or not is a questionable thing, but we can break anything we want. Even if we cannot see it, we can break it. Now, what you see and what you do not see itself is a very dicey thing in the sense, what is it that you can see? Right now, can you see my hand? Yes. You can see my hand only because my hand stops light. If my hand did not stop this light, if it allowed light to pass through, you wouldn't see this hand, yes? Or in other words, right now your visual apparatus can see only those things which stop light. Anything that allows light through, you cannot see it. You cannot see life, light itself, first of all. Can you see the light that is here? No, only whatever stops light, you can see it. What does not stop light, you cannot see it. Very bad, isn't it? You must be able to see all those things which allow light to pass through, because they are important things. But right now your visual apparatus are trained to see or capable of seeing only that which stops light. So the whole process of seeing life the way it is means, first of all, evolving an eye, a thoughtless eye, an eye which is free of thought. When I say free of thought, it is free from the taint of memory. Right now, these two eyes are heavily loaded with memory. So you can see this. If you see a group of people like this, if you just casually look like this, if the, among these hundreds of people, if there is one face that you are familiar with, you will see suddenly that face sticks out. Have you noticed this? Have you noticed this? You are going in a street, there are 100 people standing there. Your friend is among that. If you look here, just this friend's face is more clear than the rest of the faces, because this eye works with memory. The more memory you have, the better it sees. No memory, it cannot see. Memory means an accumulated past. Memory means information. Memory means that which does not exist but acts out as if it does. Memories are more real than reality, isn't it so? Yes or no? See, I want you to understand, everything in your life is run by memory. Not just your computer stick, everything in your life. When I say memory, not just what you carry here, your very body is a body of memory. Why, if you eat a banana, it becomes a masculine body, and if she eats a banana, it becomes a feminine body, is simply because of the memory that it contains, isn't it? The information that is stored in this body and that body is different. Same banana, it becomes a man. Same banana, it becomes a woman. Yes or no? Huh? Are you eating different types of bananas? Same thing, same food if you eat, it is becoming one way. In one person it is becoming dark skin, in another person it's becoming fair skin. How? The memory that you carry. Do you remember your great, 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 great grandfather? You don't. But his nose is sitting on your face. Your body remembers, isn't it? You may not have no idea who it was, but your body remembers even today. A million years ago, how your forefathers were, still it remembers, isn't it? So what you call as my body is just a body of memory. And eyes are loaded with memory. An eye which is loaded with memory, an eye which is corrupted with memory, cannot see anything the way it is. It will only see things as it is convenient, because the software is working from inside. It will not allow you to see anything the way it is. This is what traditionally we are referring to as karma. It is there in your body, it is there in your energies, it is there in the way your chemical reactions happen, it is there in your brain, it is there in your mind, it is there in everything, in the very physical energy that you carry, there is memory, because you will see each person's energies behave differently from the other, simply because of the type of memory it carries. If you want to get rid of this, it's a long process, and if you get rid of this, dismantling of the personality and body will happen. So another way is to create a distance from it. Just hold it little away. When you want to play with it, you play with it. When you want to switch it off, you must be able to switch it off. So for this, an external view is needed. Right now, your ears are loaded with memory, your eyes are loaded with memory, your tongue is loaded with memory. Why? If you are born in Karnataka, if you go to North India, food doesn't taste good is because the tongue is loaded with memory. Yes or no? Have you suffered this or no? You went north and they said, alu bhaji, alu… alu matar, alu palak, alu parota, alu alu, alu alu, they said. You couldn't stay there because your tongue is loaded with memory. It wants the same things back, otherwise it will suffer. So what being loaded with memory means is a cocoon of the past is holding you. It will not allow you to even move into the present. A cocoon of the past holds you and you allow it to do this because it feels safe. It creates a cocoon. There is safety, but in safety, there is also imprisonment. You're really safe if we lock you up in a safe, isn't it? But the problem is you can't get out. That's the whole problem. Walls that you build as self-protection, they also become the walls of self-imprisonment. That is the nature of life. If you lock yourself from inside or outside, it's the same thing. As long as you do not open the door, whether somebody locked you from outside or you locked yourself from inside, there is no difference. Anyway, you're imprisoned, isn't it? At least somebody locked you from outside, you can at least complain and scream. You locked yourself from inside, you can only be depressed. You cannot even scream. Who, at whom will you scream? So this process of what we are looking at is the memory imprints itself on all levels. Right up to the elemental level, from the five elements which function here, from just after that, memory's work starts. So when we utter the word karma, it is not one simple formula. Or it's not, you know, people are saying theory of karma. We are not talking about any theory. We are referring to a certain reality. Karma means memory. Action and memory. Past action exists only in the form of memory, isn't it so? Yes? Memory, not just what you carry here. Every cell in the body carries its own memory. Why one atom behaves differently from another atom, though the same ingredients is, it has a memory. A hydrogen atom has one kind of memory, oxygen atom has another kind of memory. Unless you mix them up, they will continue to behave like that. It is in a small circle. You are in a little larger circle. The universe is in a much larger circle, but the same memory rules all of it. So when we said karma, we are not talking about some concept or philosophy. We are referring to a certain reality which is finding manifestation as who you are. The very shape of your body is because of memory. If a bird eats a mango, it becomes a bird. If a worm eats a mango, it becomes a worm. If you eat a mango, you become a human being. Same mango, how many things it's doing, depending upon what kind of memory it carries, isn't it? You… what you call as a seed, if you plant the same seed, if you plant a seed in the same soil, here you plant a mango tree, here you plant an apple tree in the same soil, this will only produce apples, this will only produce mangoes. I know there is a newspaper picture where a jackfruit has become bananas, that's different. Yes? You saw this? Are you all from Bangalore or Devanahalli? No, you didn't see this. A bunch of bananas are coming out of a jackfruit for some reason. That's a freak. And that's happened because of some mix-up. We don't know who did the mix-up. But essentially, if you… in the same soil, if you plant an apple seed and a mango seed, this will only produce apples, this will only produce mangoes, because seed is a certain amount of memory, isn't it? Whether it is a seed of a plant or your father's seed which enters your mother's womb, it is just memory and memory and memory, isn't it so? This is karma, and this goes right back, right up to the elemental level, everything is memory. Only the pure element is free from memory. So the idea, when we start, we're starting off Bhutesha, because that's the most important thing, that he mastered the elements, that's why we bow down to him. Because he mastered the elements, he has an eye which has no memory, a taintless eye which sees everything just the way it is. So yoga essentially means developing an eye which is not contaminated by memory, which simply sees. It does not see things the way your memory perverts it, it simply sees everything the way it is. This eye will see those things which do not stop light. Right now, these two eyes can only see what stops light. If you start seeing something that does not stop light, that means another dimension of the eye is beginning to function.
Thank you for downloading and listening, and please spread the word. Subscribe and follow Murky Chronicles on Spotify, Amazon, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and on most of your favorite podcast platforms. You can get all the show links at lyricalspit.com. Help keep this show free by buying some of our swag of apparel at butcherspit.com. We have t-shirts, hoodies, and even baby onesies. That's butcherspit.com.